This is episode 2310 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 4 of our series we're exploring. This week, the theme is looking inward to become more present in your life. Something that may be a little more difficult these days due to the uncertainty of living day-to-day life during a pandemic. It adds another layer of uncertainty about life. You may find yourself impatient for this pandemic to go away. And if you live in India or anywhere else where there's a severe outbreak of COVID, we have you in our thoughts. Strength and vitality we send to you. In today's episode, you'll be guided in a meditation to help you deal with impatience. Impatience may be one of those qualities you find yourself struggling with these days. We have been following along with the favorite meditation techniques of one of your fellow meditators who shared her meditation journey and a little about her life in the very first episode of this series. So you can go back and listen to that if you haven't already. If you are new to the podcast, know that you are in the right place, whether you are a longtime meditator or you are brand new. It's all good. You will be guided using a meditation technique that allows you to open up to new possibilities to help you move past impatience. I did a little research on how best to overcome impatience. You can feel very impatient as you look inward. In fact, your week's challenge this week is to focus on and ask yourself the question every day, what is it that you would do if you could do anything without limitations? Regardless of the resources you have, the time you have, regardless of anything, what is it that you would do? As you think about your goals and your dreams and what you want in life, you may feel this sense of urgency and impatience. So this article is from Psychology Today by Dr. Jim Stone. It's called Understanding Impatience. Why do we grow impatient? What purpose does it serve? And how should we manage it? The author discusses having two conditions when you're feeling impatient. One is you have a goal. Two is you have accepted certain costs, including opportunity costs, for reaching this goal. The triggers are you learn that it's going to cost you more than you thought to reach your goal. So you begin to become more and more impatient. He terms what he calls motivated actions. He says you start looking for ways to avoid the extra costs. So as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate today, consider what it is you would do if you could be doing anything right now. And allow yourself to open up to new possibilities. So if you're feeling stuck or impatient, consider what's trying to happen in your life. And I'll share with you a quote from one of Aesop's fables. This is one of Kristen's favorite books. She created quotes from the book to share with you in every episode this week. The quote is, "It is easy to be brave when far away from danger. As you sit up straight and begin to relax your body, your eyes are gently upward in a natural way to lift up your thoughts and aspirations. Notice where you're holding tension in your body today. Become aware of what might have triggered that emotion. Did you have certain expectations? Were you feeling impatient? Begin to notice what's trying to happen in your life right now. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Visualize yourself floating. Feel you're on a current of life. You want to join your current of life with the river of life. You may touch your thumb tip to your index fingertip, doing this week's Gyana Mudra. Doing this with both hands, creating a circle with your thumb and index finger touching. The circle of life, always changing, always flowing, ever consistent. Consider what you need to feel and do to have more patience, to allow yourself to flow with life rather than to resist what's trying to happen. Do you need more self-care, more support? More information. Allow yourself to open up to new possibilities. Continue meditating, merging with the river of life, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.